The sermon you are about to hear is incomplete, of low audio quality, and not offered on cassette. Every attempt has been made to locate a higher quality recording. However, this is the most complete message we can offer. We hope that the message you are about to hear will be a blessing to you.
Put tears come up in joy. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, because I live,
ye shall live also.
Hallelujah. Oh, my. Oh, if the Old Testament saints could think that, what ought we to think this morning? After 1900 years of sin, suffering and toils and so forth, knowing that we're right into the front door of the resurrection.
Holy.
Amen. The church has moved right up to the hour now where the resurrection can come at any time. And I'm thinking, what will it mean to us at that day as a believer? What will it mean on the day I can see on that early morning when Martha and Mary went out to the grave? They were coming along the side of the hill after a night. Think of that poor mother's heart. Her baby all the way. When it was born, they said it was an illegitimate child, that it absolutely didn't belong to Joseph. And it was Joseph, and they were the baby was born out of holy wedlock. She'd had all that to go through. Think about your baby and how he'd been rejected and despised and spit on. Yet he claimed it, and she somehow with a quivering heart said, God brought me that baby. How could it be? Seeing him yonder in that great crucial hour, she thought surely when they went to put a crown of thorns on his head, beat him to the blood showed through his back, striped him up and down and all these things, she thought surely at any moment he'll throw that cross down and turn around and hit his foot on the ground, and the earth will quake from one side to the other and proclaim who he was. But he had died yonder like a poor defeated malefactor hanging on the cross. He had died in disgrace. You see the picture, of course, of the cloud around him. That was wrong. They stripped every bit of clothes off of him and disgraced him to the world and everything they could, and they nailed him to the cross, and there he seemed to be standing helpless. Standing, the earth didn't mourn him. Heaven couldn't have him. He was a sinner. Oh, my. You can only realize.
Just think, the earth didn't mourn its creator. Heaven couldn't receive him because he had the sin of the earth on him. So he didn't even have a place to talk about a place to be born. He didn't have a place to die.
That's right. Earth is going. They rejected it away with such a fellow.
Heaven couldn't receive him because he was a sinner.
What a savior. Coming from glory and becoming that for me. So rejected by his own that he came to his own receiving not. No place to be born, no place to die. What did the world want? What can they do but cast him into hell?
But there's somebody who loved him.
I'll not leave his soul in hell. Neither will I suffer to see corruption.
But he raised him up from the grave. And he come forth on Easter morning.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Look at the
bounds
that
ever appeared, that ever rose again, stands alive today forevermore. His presence is here. He's at this place this morning of worship. He meets wherever two or three are gathered together. You know what a happy heart I have? You know that the very promises he made in the Bible, the things that I do shall you also, I'll be with you to the end of the world.
The poor, rejected, despised people of this world can still have his presence with us.
I'm a Methodist. I'm a peasant.
Always, all present, all powerful, everywhere at all times. How he made a way of escape in every hour of trouble. I'm a very present help in the time of trouble, he said. Now this morning he lives. He's with us today. He may be just a little church today. We may be just a little old boarded up tabernacle here, not very much to look at, but there's never a place too humble to what he'll come to. He's alive today among the living. He's not dead, but he's alive. And he lives among the living. The sinner friend today, if you're dead in sin and trespasses, why not live? Why do you stay in death? Why? What have you gained by staying in death? Why not come to life? Why not live today with him and with this great blessed hope that even death itself, separating from your loved ones, can never stain or mar or take away anything from. What a blessed hope. What a wonderful thing that we have today because of his resurrection. And he lives, and we live with him. And someday he'll come and we'll go with him. Or say, go tell my disciples and Peter that I'll go before them into Galilee. He always goes before us to make a way. For there is no way, he said, I am the way. I'm the resurrection. I'm the life. And may today, as we gather here today, you love him? He lives.
He lives.